So tonight, I think we're up to Yaakov Avinu, is that right? We did Avram, we did Yitzhak, now we're connecting Purim to Yaakov Avinu. So, Yaakov Avinu represents the concept, the idea of Kates Mashiach, a Kates of a certain awakening from the darkness. We have this many times in Yaakov's life. It says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnas, when Yaakov woke up from his life, from his sleep rather, Vayomer Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh, he realized this was a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha was, his Shechina was, but Anochi Le'edati, I didn't know. And that recognition of awakening from a slumber, the recognizing of the Kedusha, the Or from Choshech, is also why Yaakov Avinu is the one who's Masakin Marv in particular. Because he had this ability, this keen ability to see light from within the darkness. And that's the Yisod we find in Megillah as well. Megillah is a time of darkness, it's a time of Choshech initially, the times of Perman. But you have a little bit even more acute to this connection of not just darkness, but sleep. Because the Gemara tells us that when Haman was complaining about the Bnei Yisrael, about the Jews, he says, there's one nation. And the Gemara darshins in Yigimom HaBezim HaSechus Megillah. So Rava says there was no one who knew how to speak Lashon Hara, Lishna Bishna Kuhaman. Haman was a master speaker of Lashon Hara. And he explained to them that the Yeshna Min HaMitzvahs, what does Yeshna Min HaMitzvahs mean? Yeshna Am Echad, Yeshna Min HaMitzvahs, the Marsha has a pshat there. He says it means Lashon Shena. She is Shena Min HaMitzvahs, they were sleeping. They weren't performing mitzvahs, and he understood, Haman understood that if Klai Yisrael wasn't performing mitzvahs, so that means that they had nothing, they no merit, no zechus, no, nothing protecting them. So this was an opportunity because they were sleeping. Now it's interesting because later on, Haman attests to the fact that they were actually keeping all the mitzvahs. He says they're lazy, they're not working, and there's a Rashi Tevos, there's no Trikin, there's a Rashi Tevos in the Gemara. It's Bashia, Bahi, or something. I'm not sure to pronounce Rashi Tevos. Rashi explained it. They say today's Shabbos, I can't work. Today's Pesach, I can't work. It's Sukkot and Shavuos. All these days of the year, you see, when you get to work, it's going to be very uncomfortable how many days off you take because of Yontif. And Shabbos, you have to leave early if it's a short Shabbos. So this took place back then as well. They're always complaining. So this was his, he was obviously being Moda that they were keeping Yontif. They didn't appreciate what Yontif was. They didn't appreciate what Menucha was. He thought that meant they were just being lazy, doing nothing. But there was a certain sleep, a certain shena that was taking place that Haman thought it was emptiness. This was his time, his chance to pounce on Am Yisrael. And it's also why we find in the Megillah the turning point. It says Nada Dashnas HaMelech. The Melech was sleeping. And as we know, Melech, whenever it says Yishta Melech, refers to not only Achashverosh as Pashat Pshat, but refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malachi Amlochim. There's a certain awakening. Not the Shnas HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sleeping, Kaviyachol. He was beginning to arise. He was beginning to awaken from this slumber. So we have that moment when Haman was so excited that Achashverosh wanted to put him on the horse and dress him in Big Day Malchus. He says, no, this is not you. This is Mordechai. Go find Mordechai and make him wear the Big Day Malchus, and you put him on the horse and you carry him around. So what was he doing at the time? What was Mordechai doing at the time that Haman had found Mordechai? He was learning, giving shir to Talmidim in Yanim of Hilchos Kemitza. He was showing the Kemitza. What's Kemitza? So Kemitza is when it comes to the carbon menachos. The Kohen puts his three middle fingers like that and wipes off the top and the bottom. People typically think it refers to flour, and you wipe it off like that. It's not referring to flour, it's referring to fried dough. The Gemara calls that a zu minha avodas akashos. In the Mikdash, one of the hardest mitzvahs was to crack off fried dough with your pinky and your thumb. So that's the kemitza. Either way, there's a certain kemitza, but it was having to do with the menachos. The menachos is a lashon of a menucha, a lashon of rest, a lashon of shena. So Haman thought they were sleeping, doing nothing, and dafka that carbon, which is a menucha, it's called menucha, menachos. There's a certain kemitza. Kemitza is a lashon of ketos. There's extra mem there, but it's a kemitza. You lift up the carbon, lifts up from the menucha, from the rest, from the slumber comes an aliyah. comes a kate, comes a geula. So the kamatz, dafka kamita, the kuf and sadi on the outside is the kates, the awakening, and the mem represents Mordechai. Mordechai was the one, the kamatz, the one who was awakening from this slumber, from the menachos, from that menucha. It happens to be that Shena, although Shena is sleep, it represents darkness. It represents a time of darkness and a type of time of din in Elokim. Elokim represents the Indian of din. So it's an interesting gematria you have. The gematria of Shena is gematria 365, and the gematria of Elokim is 86. So if you remove the din, you remove the Elokim, that onish, the darkness from Shena. What's left over is the gematria of Mordechai, 279. Mordechai was the one who emerged from this darkness, from this Shena. And we know, and we're not going to do it together in the sugyas in the morning in the Gemara shir, but we know the Gemara says Chai v'nish lebesume ad dilayada. You have to get drunk till you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai Aro Haman. And how does one accomplish this? So there's a discussion that we've shown him. You get very drunk. Rabbi Ephraim says you don't get very drunk. But the Rambam and the Ramah famously say that you drink a little bit and you take a nap. A little shena, a little nap, a little sleep. That's perhaps a remnant, this Indian of you're supposed to go to sleep, and then you wake up from that slumber, represents this Vayikatz Yaakov. Yaakov woke up, this Indian of the Geula from this slumber. You also have there's a famous medrash, Parshas Chayisara, that Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim were sleeping. And while they were sleeping, Rabbi Kiva tried to wake them up with a interesting gematria numbers. You know why Esther Malka was Ocha to 127 Medinos? Because Sari Menu lived 127 years. And many, many Farshim say, what's the connection between these two different things? So there's a beautiful Chassam Sofer in the Taras Moshe Al Torah and Parsha Chayisar, beautiful. I'm trying to remember this, I didn't write this down, but I need to write it down later. So he says that what does it mean, Shnei Chayisara? The Shnei Chayisara, she had lives of 127 years. Shnei could also mean two, not only years, not only Shanim Shel Chayisara, but also Shnei, two lives of Chayisara. And there's a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the calculation of how much a person lives. And part of that calculation is how much do we do wrong? You know, we live 70 years. Half our life is a night of sleeping. And then, times you're in the bathroom and times you're this. And by the time you end, it's not so much we do. It's not so many favors we have time to do. So the Chassam Sofer says that's only referring to a regular stam person that they sleep at nighttime. But a tzaddik, Belaila, a tzaddik's up. David HaMelech didn't sleep. We'll get to David HaMelech in just a second. David HaMelech didn't sleep. So too, Shnei Chayisar, he says, she had two lives. She lived two lives, Shnei Chayisar. She had two lives. And that second life she had, she actually handed over to Esther Malka. That was the message Rabbi Kiva was saying. His Talmidim were sleeping. You guys are wasting your time bayom, let alone balayla. You want to be a tzaddik? You need to be awake bain bayom, bain balayla. That's why Esther Malka was ochet to what she was, because Shnei, two Chayisara. So there's a stira in the Midrashim, in the Zohar, where David HaMelech got his life from, his 70 years that he lived. So everyone knows, not everyone, but the simple understanding, most people know, is that it's Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was supposed to live to 1,000 years, a complete life of Shlemus, and he lived to 930 because he donated 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. But there's a Zohar that says it came from the Avos. Each of the Avos were supposed to live as long as their father was. So Avram lived to 175. Yitzchak lived to 180. So Yitzchak surpassed his father. Yaakov lived to 147. That was 33 years short of his father, Yitzchak. Yosef, although he's not one of the Avos, but he is a quasi-Av, it's another discussion. His death is mentioned in Bereishis with the other Avos, while all the Shvatim's death were mentioned only in Shmos. Yosef's death is mentioned both in Shmos and Bereishis. He was the hybrid. He had two Shvatim of his own. So Yosef was 110 when he died, 37 years short of his father Yaakov. 33 plus 37, 70. So David HaMelech was given 70 years from Adam and 70 years from the Avos, which gave David HaMelech two lives of 70 years. Bayom Balayla. The Gemara says he was up Balayla. He learned all night long. He davened at Chatzos, so everything. So those were the two lives of David HaMelech. And the Gemara says that David HaMelech slept so little, he slept like a sus, like a horse. Horses don't sleep much. Happens to be the gematria of sus in Makola of 127. And if you take the hidden letters of sus, you spell samach out, it's mem chaf, or the hidden letters. Samach mem chaf, the hidden letters. Vav is spelled vav vav, so the second vav is a hidden letter. And again, samach mem chaf at the end is also the hidden letters. Take all the hidden letters, in Makol is also 127. So in the outer letters is 127, samach vav samach, which is bayom. And the hidden letters, which is Laila, is also 127. The two lives of Sarah, which also connected to David HaMelech, his lives, which ultimately was Mordechai, was also living in that time of Balayla, but bringing a certain Geula in the night Laila, he was Dafka riding on a sus, on a horse. So these are all the connections of the various of Shena and Vayikatz Yaakov idea when it comes to Pur. Now Yaakov Avinu, I know it's getting a little deeper, I don't think we've gotten this deep yet with these shirim, but okay, this is where we're going tonight. So the Bnei Yisrael asks the following question. It says, when Yaakov is running away, when he's going to run from Esav, it says, Vayetza Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayel Charan, he went to Charan. Charana means L'Charan. So why does the Torah sometimes choose to use Charan at the hay at the end, and sometimes L'Charan, L'Laman at the beginning? They're interchangeable. Why certain places? This is Bnei Sascha writes. Bnei Sascha writes in his Sefer Agra Dekalo in Parshas Vayetze that the gematria of Charana, this is getting a little bit deep, guys, but we'll get deep. Charana is the gematria of Sagar, which is 263. Okay, that's the gematria of Charana. 263. Sagar. Sagar means to close. And he says, in the place of Gal, it's a place of darkness, the Shechina is Sagar. The Shechina is closed. It's hidden. It's broken. It's hard to find. So when he went to Charana, he was going to a place of Galus Yaakov, the place where Sagar, the Shekhinah, was somewhere, but it was hidden. It was behind some door, Sagar. But the lesson he was being taught, Yaakov, is no matter where you are in life, no matter how dark it is, no matter how far you are from life, from family, from Yiddishkeit, no matter how dark it is, that the Shekhinah is behind that hidden door. So now listen to this. Listen to this remez that the Bnei Sascha writes. Shechina. You take the letters before Shechina. Here we go. In the alphabet. So Shin, Chav, Yud, Nun, He. The letter before Shin is a Resh. Letter before Chav is a Yud. The letter before Yud is a Tes. The letter before Nun is a Mem. And the letter before He is a Dalid. Those letters, when you add them up, is the same gematria as Sagar. So before Shechina is Sagar. It's closed. When you break beyond the Sagar, then you could find the Shechina hidden behind that closed door. And that was a message he was being sent. You're going to Charana. You're going to a place where it's dark. You're going to Galus Yaakov Avinu. You're going to a place where it's Sagar. It's closed off. But you just take one step further. Just look a little bit deeper. You're going to find the Shechina. You're going to find, even in the place of Galus, there's going to be Ur. There's going to be light. There's going to be the Shechina and a Geula. And the gematria of Shechina, 385, is the same exact gematria as Safa, lips. Which is why we say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Hashem should open our lips. We should be able to speak to the Shechina because they're closed. It's what the Bnei Sascha writes in Parshas Lech. There's inyan to Dafka. Our mouths are Sagar, but to be able to speak to the Shechina, we need to ask Rishus. We open our lips up, our Safa, to speak to the Shechina. And I know we're discussing Purim, but just a quick connection to Chanukah as well. Chanukah and Purim are very connected. It's the two Dinei Dirabanan, the two Mitzvahs Dirabanan, Yantiv's Dirabanan, and the Rokeach points out that in Parshas Emor, which is one of the Parshas of the Mo'adim, that goes through all the Mo'adim, but of course it couldn't mention Chanukah and Purim there because these were Dinim that came after the Torah. But the Rokeach points out that there's a remez to both of them, because right after After discussing the Mo'adim, it discusses Shemen HaMishcha, which is a reference to Chanukah. It discusses Lechem Apanim, which is a reference to the Purim, the Purim Suda. So we're discussing Purim, but there's also a connection to Chanukah as well. And this is what Arizal writes. Arizal writes, the Chanukah are the letters of Chana, Chavav. Chana, who davened very much for a child. It said, Vahashem Sagar es Rachma. Her Rechem was closed. She wasn't Zocha to this. But Afal Pikein, she had davened. She had davened Chanukah, with the Chanukah Chavav. Chavav is 26 Gemach of Havaya, Hashem's name. And Chana davened through this Shem Hashem, through davening to the Shechina, that her Rechem, which was Sagar, could open up. So that's the ending of Chanukah, he points out. That's why you also write by the Pesach Habayis. The door is closed, but we want Chanukah to be a time of Ur, where it's not closed, but everything is open. So by Chanukah, we dafka light by the Pesach Habayis and the Shuk, to point out that even in the place of darkness, even though it seemed Sagar, the truth is it's really full of life. We'll finish off with this. I see I've lost a number of you with this these gematrias, but nonetheless, we'll finish this off. So Reb Tzadok writes that this is the Indian as to why Dafka, the Indian of Marv. So we said Yaakov Inu is Masaki in Marv because he was able to find the light even in the darkness. But he asks the question, how come Shacharis and Mincha, those are tefillahs that are Chovos, but Marv is a Rishus? Why is Marv a Rishus? So this Reb Tzadok writes, in Tzidkas HaTzadok Os Ches. Who's asking about Tzidkas HaTzadok? Oh, okay, right. It's Os Ches, right in the beginning. He writes as follows. Tom, the reason why, Gam Kain Shir Chivu Bizman Shal Arvis Adam Shachar, why do you have more time to daven Marv? All the other tefillahs, you have much less time to daven. Marv, you have all night. You have 12 hours, pretty much. Obviously before Chatzos, ideally, but the Devid Ad Amun Shachar. Says Reb Tzadok, Ki Bechash Cheslo, Kashalim Tzol Behiris Malchus Shemaim. Many times in the darkness of the night, it's hard to find the Behiris, the clarity of the Malchus Shemaim. Ad Alos HaShachar Kuli Hai. Sometimes it takes you a long, long time to find that the hidden Kedusha in the darkness. Mashen Kim Bayom. During the daytime, it's much easier to see. In the daytime, Lahagi B'Boker Chesdecha, you could say and talk about the Chesed, you could see, it's very clear. But in Laila, it's Emunah B'Lev. You trust in Hashem that He's watching over you. A person's, not Dafka nighttime, but a person's life, when it's like night, when it's a dark period of life, when there's a Yerida, you have to just trust that this is all from Shemaim. It's Emuna. But it takes you a long time. It takes people a long time to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. And for that reason, Lachain Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, Tfilah Hu Hakaras HaNochach. Because Tfilah, you speak directly to Hashem. Shema, he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Lachain Shemach, Hashem's there. But Tfilah Baruch HaTov, we're speaking to Hashem directly. So during the daytime, we can speak to Hashem. We see Hashem, we feel Hashem. That makes sense. Shachris and Mincha Dechiv, to speak to Hashem. I can sense it in the daytime. But Laila, to make us speak directly to Hashem when we can't sense Hashem, unfortunately, the Chazal couldn't make us daven in such a way to speak directly to Hashem. And that's why it's a Rishus. But, and this is the final line, however, this is only true in the past, but we know that the Rishonim took upon themselves, this is the Psak, Tima Kabel Marv, as a Chova. And it says, Reb Tzadok, Raka Idna, Be'ikvas to Mashiach, in the times of Mashiach, where it's Karav La'or, where we're close to the Alos HaShachar, if you will, that we're coming close to the sun rising, to the Mashiach coming, so now we could see, we could feel, we could sense the Ribbono Shalom, even in the dark time, even in this terrible Golas, Kiblinu L'chova. Now it's a Chova. We can say we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we sense a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and for that reason it's a Chova, Bizman Hazeh. That's what he writes. All right, so we should be Zocha through Tfilas Marav, we should be Zocha by seeing and feeling and experiencing the Shechina at night time, we should be Zocha that the Mashiach finally comes, happens to be the Gematria of David Ben Isha is the same exact Gematria as Shechina. Okay.